So here's, I think, the most important thing with the data. If you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, the chance of you getting seriously ill or dying from COVID is effectively zero. If you look at the people that are being admitted to hospitals, over 95% of them are either not fully vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. And so these vaccines are saving lives. They are reducing mortality. Mortality in nursing homes since we rolled out the vaccines in December is down over 95% due to COVID. Mortality for elderly people since we rolled out the vaccines is down nearly 90%. And so we're proud in Florida that we put seniors first on that because they were the most vulnerable. We have 85% of our seniors that are vaccinated and about 75% of folks over the age of 50. We have no mandate. We've provided information to people, and we've been very honest about any data that comes out. And I can tell you that if you look, you are seeing people that are vaccinated. For whatever reason, some, I think, can test positive if you're vaccinated. But they don't get seriously ill, except maybe rare instances. There's always one-offs on stuff. But I can tell you in Florida, your chance of surviving if you're vaccinated is close to 100%. And so we've worked very hard to get those vaccines into all our elderly communities and give it to other folks who could use it. Obviously, when you talk about some of the younger folks, the uptake has been less. I think that the distribution was very effective that we did, and I think we had a lot of good uptake on the Johnson & Johnson in March and into April. We saw a noticeable decline in J&J when they pulled it back because of the FDA. I think it was a huge mistake. I said so at the time, and I think that that sent a message that maybe this is not something that that they should be doing. I think that's been unfortunate because I took it. I think it's effective.
Good evening, everybody. It is 8:19 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's January 5th, 2022.
So here's the
Fakeologist Show. Be quiet, Ron DeSantis. You've had enough. We've had enough of you already. It's January 5th, 2022. This is the Fakeologist Show. I do this show Sunday through Thursday around 8 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have a website called fakeologist.com. I have another website called fakotube.com where we expose media fakery one psyop at a time. Unless we get to a really big psyop and then we just get stuck. And that's all we talk about. And that is COVID, the COVIDian cult, the COVIDian takeover. And look who got the phone call. I got this off Marcus. He posted this on the Telegram group. Called Infinite Papers. I'm not sure if you can search for Infinite Papers, but if you could, if you want to link to it, let me know. I often link to it in many of my posts because I put his stuff up here. I know that you can't read his stuff unless you're on Telegram and in his group, so it's a little tricky. But yeah, it looks like Ron DeSatan got the phone call. Operation Wake 'em Up. As in, wake the people of Florida up. The holiday is over for your governor ignoring the quaxine. And it sounds like he's reading all his lines. He almost looks a little like our premier here in Ontario, Canada, Rob Ford. He almost looks like someone's holding his arm behind his back or he's doing getting a little blackmail. I don't know. But there you go. It didn't take long. This PSYOP is above all world leaders. It's above premiers, governors. They don't have a say because this is being run by the very top. And if the world is a hierarchy, then the banksters and the people that own the banks, the top bank, the World Bank, the BIS, Bank of International Settlements, they are on the tip top. So they call the shots. And as long as people are in the financial system, which is what, 193 out of 195 countries in the world, then you got to obey. Now I'm just looking at Twitter here. What's going on with Howard Stern? He's a guy who is trending now. 90s Howard Stern would despise present-day Howard Stern. Yeah, I think people are sick of this guy. I think he's getting trashed, which is great. Oh, John Melendez, stuttering fool. He's chiming in. Look, I'm not known to defend Howard Stern, but I do know this. What he's saying about the unvaccinated is absolutely true. This country would be 100% free of the virus if these stupid anti-science F's would get vaccinated. Wow. Look at that, eh? John Melendez. Yeah, I guess if you want to go anywhere. Jimmy Dore is talking about Howard Stern against the unvaccinated. It's pretty cool that I don't listen to Howard Stern anymore. He had his day, but as soon as I found out he flipped on 9/11 or he was in on the 9/11 hoax, that was it. Yeah, I guess that was it, wasn't it? That was it. Yeah, he's complaining about Oprah, another guy. Here we go. Well, there you go. What's Alex Jones saying?
Great, but InfoWars is kind of the Joe Rogan channel, which is fine. We are just as valuable as Joe Rogan. I get on my knees and just say, hey, this is a great platform exploding.
These clowns.
Can we get a link up? Can we?
All these clowns that are in our media. Howard Stern might have to run in order to clean up the mess. Wow, Howard is just such a shameless shill sellout. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, we just had somebody drop into the Verify channel. And this is a service I do even when the show's running. So I'm in the Verify channel now, and I'm saying hello to Heretic. Hello, Heretic.
Hey, this is Ab himself, isn't it?
It is him himself. You're actually live on the air because you came into the Verify channel when I do my show, which is between 8 and 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. So welcome to my audience and welcome to the Discord server.
Thanks on both counts, and I was not expecting that. I don't know why I should. I kind of was already aware that 8:30 is your usual start time.
Well, that's just fine. You don't have to do any more talking if you don't want to, because I don't want to put you on the spot. It's kind of rude. But the only requirement we have for the Discord is you say hello with your voice, which you have done. You've honored the Verify commitment. So you're free to... I will now verify you. I will not... It's like a knighting, I guess. So you're now verified.
Okay, sounds good. I mean, knighting is kind of like a dubious... honor, that word, you know, associated with all the other knights we've come to know.
No, you're right. I was actually thinking of the No Agenda show, so it was actually a little bit of a slip. But, yeah, how are you? Where are you from?
I, too, am in the GTA. I understand you are also in Toronto, Ontario.
Oh, my God. I got a fellow Torontonian. You know, I do this show all the time, and I complain every day, every other day, that there's almost no Canuckistanis on this channel, and I really worry that maybe that's why we're rolling over as a city, as a province, because there are no fakeologists in the Toronto area. So that's fantastic. You're in the Toronto area.
Yeah, we do seem few and far between. It's hard to find a pretty woke voice that's in our parts. I mean, pretty much all the sources I'm sure everyone is familiar with from the outset are all American, right?
Well, yeah, America's number one coming to the Fakeologist channel, Fakeologist website, always has been. Number two is the United Kingdom. Number three is usually Australia. And then comes Canada, usually. Sometimes Canada's in fifth place after even another country. Depends. If someone from another country... is on the site all day, he'll drive the statistics up. But overall, I don't have any regular Canadians that come to the website. I don't track by person, but just if there were regular Canadians, then they would definitely always be in third place.
It's kind of ironic because, I mean, you've accumulated quite the collection of people and knowledge here.
Oh, man, this site is fantastic. And that's not for what I do. It's just everybody who's contributing here.
You've been at it for quite a while, it seems. I'm kind of new to this level of awakening only the past year and change. Go figure, right? This pandemic is what really blew things open for me on another level.
Well, I figured it would have brought in 10s or 20s or 30 or 100 people. Should have blown in like you have. Everyone's had 2 years to figure this out. How much more do we have to go? We're going into year three in a couple months. When are people going to understand that this isn't going to go away and this is a game and the beatings will continue until everyone gets on the blockchain, gets their QR code, and realizes that life as they knew it before is never coming back?
Yeah, I mean, I try to imagine, and of course, you know, you hear about the Soviet Union times, and you have to imagine, okay, so if that's as it was portrayed or is portrayed, I mean, how do those people drone along like that? And I think that's what's playing out. You'd have to imagine how it was done before. The people lived under like absurd circumstances and just went along, and then all of a sudden they kind of broke out of it through some crisis or another.
Yeah, I think it's just the Marxist communist systems. They usually just collapse anyway. They run out of money and they run out of people to do the work. It doesn't take long. If you don't get paid properly, people just stop working. Now, I know we're still doing that in the West. They're still trying to bring down the economy. They haven't crashed it all the way yet, but it's slowly happening. You can see it happening that people don't want to work. They haven't finished shutting the airline industry down yet. I still think that's still about to happen. North America, just worldwide, I think they want to park every airplane, that kind of thing. That's part of the climate hoax. So there's more.
How much, sorry not to interrupt you,
yeah,
there, but
go ahead.
How much do you reckon, apparently the Soviet Union had a pretty long run, though.
Yeah, they did. 70-odd years, wasn't it? 89 it finished? 89, 90, somewhere in there.
So, of course, if we're all about fakeology, we wonder exactly how terrible things really were compared to the official history. But, I mean, still, that seems like a pretty long run. You would think that it would just break apart much sooner than that, economically.
Well, the West was probably funding the Soviet Union as well to keep it going because they needed the dialectic. They needed an enemy. So they were probably getting big subsidies from the West, maybe. That's just a guess, but I don't know.
Well, what was your intended topic for today? I kind of felt like I just, you know, dropped in accidentally. I didn't know what the
Well, my default topic is to read the blog and to play videos from FakoTube. I usually give a few videos, punch a few videos into FakoTube. I could talk about what I just read 3 minutes ago, and just before I got on the air, I went over to Telegram and I saw that Ron DeSantis has basically flipped in Florida, and he's now pushing the vaccine. Yeah, he held out for quite a while. Congratulations. But I think that the propaganda is above any leader. Doesn't matter who you are, where you are in the world, you're going to lose because the money system controls everything. It controls everyone's behavior, and they're just going to take out these guys one at a time. And it's their own population that's going to take them out. Like the people of Florida, they don't want to be an island in the world. They want to participate in this COVIDian cult. So they're going to put pressure on whoever's in power to conform. This is the power of this thing. It's bigger than any politician. And you live in here in Ontario, you know that everyone targets Doug Ford, as if he had anything to do with this. He's a rich
guy. Always looks like a hostage.
Yeah, I agree. He does. I wish he would bring his daughter, who seems awake. I'd love to hear him talk about his daughter. What do you say to your daughter, who's actually got more common sense than you do, and her husband, who's a police officer? Apparently, he just quit the Toronto Force today or yesterday, officially.
You know, you mentioned money, and I think I heard this phrase is probably from the Moore guy, I think, a YouTuber who speaks on Flat Earth, and he used the phrase sigil magic, which is not something you hear too often. I didn't actually know it before, and it seems to fit. I mean, it really does lead to the top there, and that's how they do it. That's a very key control mechanism.
Sigil magic. How exactly does that work?
Oh, no, heck if I know, but I mean, it's basically like the use of signs and symbols for controlling outcomes.
Yeah, I go with old-fashioned money.
Yeah, well, no, but you think about how money is in essence fake, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we all agree, everyone in the world agrees that of course it's fake. But we all agree on the fakery. Everyone, like, if I give you $100, you agree that that piece of plastic with the queen or whoever's on our $100 bill has value, and you can take it to somewhere else and exchange it for goods and services. Everyone in the world agrees to that fakery.
Yeah, it works magic.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with money. If we didn't have money, I'd have to bring you a goat if I wanted to maybe get an oil change, and that's not very practical. Where would you put the goat? So it does make sense to have some method of exchange.
No doubt about it. I mean, I think the Austrian economists, I kind of went through that that phase. They're pretty on the money. They've got the logic of, like, free markets makes complete sense as a way to manage scarce resources. But I've come to think more spiritually these days, and you realize, you know, that, of course, the material things aren't really everything, right?
Yeah, I know they're not. They're not. And they're going to be rationed soon anyway. So, for instance, you're not going to just get what you want. You're going to be given what you are told you can have. And that's a pretty depressing future where the people that want to work hard are not necessarily going to get what they want. They're going to be knocked down to the level of everybody else. And then everyone's going to be rationed food and fun and whatever else there is. So,
yeah, what's the joke? You know, you can't make everyone equally rich, but you can make everyone equally poor.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, and by nature, human beings, we're not equal. We're unequal. We're unequal. Just acknowledge it. It's fine. As long as we all have equal opportunity. But you can't even force that, because you can't really force people to conform as robots. Well, I guess you can, but that's what they're going to try and do. But it's very difficult. Humans are very slippery individuals. They'll slide out of a headlock in no time.
Yeah, it's really hard. If you get into that that spiritual realm again, you try to think about, you know, are people equal? It's obvious that we're different in terms of, like, potentials and, like, talents. Like, I think materially, it's obvious that people have got different bodies and mm-hmm. and different opportunities in that way. But, you know, you try to think, like, there's a sense in which, you know, all souls are indistinguishable. So you kind of get the spirit of the sort of truth and the sort of communist egalitarian rhetoric, but it's still disconnected from reality all the way.
So what woke you up specifically? Did anything specifically get you looking around, and where did you go on the internet to land here?
You know, I don't know how much you want to indulge me on this story. I try to every once in a while to piece it together myself. I basically remember sort of waking up in like in a first step under the Obama presidency, because, you know, I pretty much was under the spell of, oh, you know, that George Bush is basically the racist bad guy. And, oh, don't you see, you have the great hope that America can actually elect this other guy. Huh. And that's initially, you know, after you just wait a few years, and it's kind of obvious that nothing changes. And I'm like, ah, yes. I mean, I guess I kind of date myself by telling it that way. But that truly was the one for me, is that basically Obama is just like the same stuff over again. And I think when I looked into, I was curious about the recession at the time. And when you look into that and you get into this idea of central banking, you realize this is absurd. How can the world work like this? So that money was a big thing, and economics is a big thing. But that's still only on that level. I don't know. And then, well, more recently, like I mentioned, when you know, COVID wasn't making much sense, and the germ theory thing was exposed. Shortly after that, like literally on the back of that, I fell into the flat Earth, and
oh, wow.
It was funny. Yeah, it's like it was so like back to back. I had everything just blow open in that way, and you know, once you realize that you could be fooled in that fundamental a way, that big a way, it's like all bets are off. And then go figure, I'm, you know, auto hoaxing and stuff like that at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, flat Earth is kind of quiet. And you mentioned the Morgul. Is the Morgul even alive still? I haven't heard or seen him anywhere. Not that I pursue flat Earth, but is he even around today?
No, fair question. I couldn't tell you. You know, sometimes you don't even get all the notifications from YouTube, even when the people are there. So it's hard for me to say. But speaking of radio voices, that guy's clearly got a good one.
Yeah, I like the Morgul. He's smart. I think I interviewed him way back in the heyday. I think I did. I'm not sure, though. He had a lot of personal problems. And, yeah, he's a very smart man, very well-spoken. But he was very erratic, I believe. But
yeah, very, very articulate. And, you know, on that topic, too, I was trying to figure out how I found you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it might have been that Uncle Odd, is it, right? Whom I kind of confused with you for a bit. He was on it, maybe Jaronism, and that's how I found I think I found Fakeology from that point on.
Yes. Actually, it's funny because I just, before I started this show, I wanted to get Uncle Odd on the show. So I sent him a telegram. And because I get so distracted now, I can't sit at my computer. And there's just so many distractions, so many websites to go to now. And all the information always refreshing. So you look at a channel, whatever channel you're on, Twitter, Telegram, your own site, Discord. 3 minutes later, there's 10 more things on it. It's so fast now. It's crazy. So, yeah, I was gonna get him on, but I've already forgotten about that until you just mentioned it. Yeah, Uncle Odd, we have to catch up, him and I, and yeah, he's a good guy.
Sorry, Abbott, while I got you here, Have you ever heard of Peter and Pete, the YouTubers or like
yes.
Science researchers?
Yeah, somebody pointed me to them. I would say a month ago.
Yeah, you know, it's hard because I listen to, even though there's a bunch of content like that you put out, and mm-hmm. every time that I, as a listener, I'm thinking, oh, is there anything that you haven't quite heard of? You kind of always end up there. Like, I heard you recently talk about Legal Man. That guy is pretty good.
Yes.
Who talks about, basically, you know, he explained, I think you kind of intimated on the conversation that you said about him, that, yeah, like he basically, by logic, shows you how constitutional laws can't work. Like, the whole idea that a bunch of people can get together and bind not only the people who weren't part of the meeting, but you know, posterity and everything. It's by logic, none of it makes sense, not even by legal rules. That guy's pretty good. So clearly
yeah.
You're onto him already.
Yes. I do burn out on him after a while because he's quite repetitive. I do like the guy. He's very smart. The self-promotion at the beginning is a little too much sometimes, but I get it. It's a shtick. But he goes on saying that these constitutional talk show hosts in the United States aren't really constitutionalists. They're just phony baloney guys. And I see why. And yeah.
Yeah, controlled up. I think he's really right. But you see, in my case, like I only have his like free feed, so I don't really get overwhelmed by him. When I see his stuff, it's a treat to me. But I think you mentioned that you're onto his Patreon, yeah?
I am on his Patreon, and I like to share shows. And I can't share his Patreon shows because my podcast player won't let me share a private feed. So I get frustrated, and then I try and find the free show if there's one to correspond to it, and he has them numbered differently and I can't find them. So that is another nail in the coffin for private paywalls for me, because It's frustrating. If you want me to share your show, you have to make it really easy. So don't give me a paid show that I can't actually share. And then I'm not going to spend all day trying to share a show that I can't share. And I just think it's a dumb model.
Yeah, I'm pretty ambivalent about the whole, you know, paid content thing, because, like, on the one hand, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, you kind of respect that people want to, you know, make a living somehow. On the other hand, when you're talking about, like, essentially, you know, slavery and how to get out of it, you kind of think that that content should be free so that it's most supplied, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I really do. But, and computers are hard enough to use. I've said that so many times. I have been working with computers since 1980. And so I've been playing with computers for 42 years now. And I get stuck. It's crazy. Why after 42 years are computers still hard to use? Passwords get logged. You get locked out of your account. You can't do this. You can't do that. And then it's too hard. And people like Bill Gates, when they created this terrible operating system called Windows, they just killed the business.
Allegedly.
Yeah, well, his name is attached to it. Yeah, I'm sure he had nothing to do with it, but his name is all over it. And it's stagnated progress as well. We're not really advancing. It's these big companies buy small companies and then they tank them, and then all of a sudden innovation stops for another couple of years until something else.
You know, so. On the script writing, you got to find it hilarious that, you know, Bill Gates, right, kind of famous for computer viruses.
I know.
And now, you know, the genome for this content only exists in silico, so it too is a computer virus. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, well, except that they did.
Absolutely, yeah, you're absolutely right. The parallels are hilarious for those of us in the know. And we know that most people aren't in the know, and the ones that aren't in the know, they don't even want to be in the know. So we play around in our echo chamber, and occasionally someone new like you walks in, and the group gets one person bigger. But that's not fast enough. We need 1,000 people calling in new every night saying, hey, all 1,000 of us just figured this out. What should we do next? Not one person. It's very frustrating.
Yeah, you gotta kind of convince yourself that, you know, that our voice, I mean, we're not many, but maybe we're actually the ones with the actual force. That's totally not true, but, you know. Because remember, if the other people are followers, like the large bulk of people are just going to go whichever way. Yeah, we do still need more than a few dozen of us, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, someone said you need 4%. I don't even know what 4%.
That's actually that's an optimistically low, isn't it?
It seems too low, but maybe it's true. I don't claim to have studied this or figured it out. Probably the guys that say 4% haven't figured it out either, but it seems achievable. But we've got the tools. We got this internet thing, but we have to use it properly. And the big boys, they know how to use it better than us.
They sure do. And I think you've pretty much, you know, implied as much in previous talks, where people, the whole idea now is that the average person thinks that Google is the internet or that Facebook is how you connect to people. And
yeah.
If you start out on that, you've already lost.
Yeah, young people are born in Facebook or born in Instagram, and it's a good trick. You just trick people into thinking this is it. These are your four walls. You can't get out. You don't want to get out because it's so nice and warm and cozy in this little software platform. Why leave? We have everything here for you. We bring in the news. We bring in your voice calls and your Insta chats, and you don't need to go outside. And why would you? It's so dangerous outside of Facebook. You might get hurt, or somebody might shout at you. They might insult you. They might call you a name.
This is true, yeah. And you know, the very concept of shadow banning is such an important one. It's like false flagging. It's a really important idea, a concept to get your head around, to know about. Because the fact that you could literally be on Twitter and live in an alternate reality where nobody's seeing your tweets and you're just reading bots, like, that is the Matrix.
Yes, and my my Twitter account, I think, is a good example. I have thousands of tweets. They're all automated. They're mostly automated from my blog. And I only have 600 followers. So obviously nothing is leaving my little group of followers. And I'm sure most of the followers are bots. A lot of them are bots. So I probably have 10 people that read my Twitter. Now, obviously, that's why I have a blog. And I'm not leaving this blog because even though it's probably a little harder to find, it's still mine. And I can really count the people that look. And I speak to the people directly. And it's another reason why I just open up the phone lines and show up here every night for about an hour, because then I can talk to people that I can pretty much verify if they're real or bots or they're trolls or they're COINTELPRO you can get a pretty good feel. And of course, if I don't figure it out, then we have a pretty good audience that keeps showing up every night, mainly because I'm here more consistently. I think if I'm here consistently, then people will make an appointment to show up.
Let's be honest, we don't really have many places to go.
Yeah, that's true. And
what are you going to do, turn on the news?
Well, who watches the news anyway? They're losing too. That's the good news, is the news is losing. They give their hand away all the time. As soon as they lay off someone who has a big salary, that's just proof that if they are actually to sustain themselves through advertising, if there's no advertising money, they can't pay any of the big talent, and then they just end up with some young people out of school with little or no talent, because it doesn't matter if no one's actually listening. So even the CBC in Kanakistan, I think no one is listening to our state broadcaster now. As the people that have listened to it their whole lives slowly die off or are killed off, nobody will be listening to our state broadcaster, which is good news.
Well, yeah, I guess that's one win. But, you know, to the extent they compensate by controlling the internet, that, you know, you'll still lose ground that way. But, take what you get, right?
And that's why it's incumbent on everybody here to share the website. Even if you just get... I made the website really easy. It's easy to spell, Fakeologist, Fakotube. Even if you get a couple letters wrong, you should be able to find it. People need to share this stuff and let others know that there are really awake people here. And if you don't like it here, then I always link to other places that you could go to and follow up on that I recommend. And maybe you'll like it better over there. And so everyone should just share this site. If you don't want to support it financially, you can give your time, talent, or treasure and just spread the word. So we have more people trying to get the answer. And we've been doing this for a long time. I think we got the answer pretty down pat for the most part. We're always guessing, of course, but anyway.
Was it Frank? I don't know the name of the member that's like sort of like a religious guy, yeah?
Yeah, we have an ounce of salt. He's Frank from Geelong. And he's fairly religious, I would say, for sure.
Well, because if there's any, if there's any final frontier on this, is that you kind of end up on that sort of spiritual path. That's where I'm sort of verging. You mm-hmm. realize it's going to come down to the distinction between the spirit and matter. And I think, the people behind all the fakery, they seem to have the grasp. I think that's why they could what we think is like unconscionable. They can pretty much act characters on the world stage and just leave and be unscathed. You know what I mean? It's like, I think they get the game.
Yeah, they pass wisdom down through the generations. If they do know something, or they know how to control people based on what the general masses believe in, yeah, it's all related. It's old information, because human beings have probably always been controllable with the same techniques. The only difference is now we have just different levels of technology, but the same old tricks apply. People have the same brain physiology, so therefore, they have the same brain weaknesses. I think human beings are easy to unlock for the most part. And that's why they use the same old tricks. And if you don't know your history, then you're just going to repeat the tricks.
Yeah, Jason Kristoff is big on the whole mind hacking thing.
Yeah, he's really one of my favorite podcasts. I just actually listened to him on the drive home tonight. Yeah, he's definitely figured it out. He doesn't have a lot of great news. He's really quite sure that that people are going to be purged. That's not my favorite thing to listen to because that's pretty negative. But he's a very smart guy, very smart, and he can do a 1 hour podcast on his own and not slow down and not stop and be very sensible. He's good.
You know, Ab, before I step off, the reason I think Peter and Pete are worth looking into, I don't know how much you've managed to see their content, but one of the challenges that they have is to pretty much, you know, have anyone demonstrate to them that the carbon dioxide is a constituent of the air, right?
Yeah, well, I've questioned that too. Since we question everything, how I know there's chemical equations that they use to back up the breakdown of the elements of air, but
it's literally called atomic theory, right?
Oh yeah, I was just talking about the air and specifically, but yeah, the whole atoms, atomic theory, molecules—it's all a theory. You can't see any of it, but it's a construct.
It totally is. I mean, water is, you know, according to the ancients, traditionally it's an element, and I actually think it is.
Yeah, and there's nothing to say that the modern version of chemistry is any more valid than a couple hundred years ago. Same with physics and alchemy, and you know, we're really the idea that we are taking dead disease particles from humans or cows and scratching them or injecting them into our bodies just shows we are really, really primitive stuff here.
Well, of course, and the reason, you know, the whole, you know, is carbon dioxide a constituent of air thing is important is because, as many of us suspect, after they kind of throttled back the COVID, it's, you know, to the extent that people realize that, well, if they don't realize it's completely fake, they certainly don't have interest in taking like 10 boosters or anything. At that point, they're going to have to switch gears. You know, they're going to do the climate thing because that's another way that they could say you can't travel and you can't, you know, eat.
Yeah, well, people didn't believe the climate thing the first time, the second time, the third time, the fourth time, and the fifth time. Once they have the life passports going, it doesn't matter if you believe in it. You're just going to have to do it.
This is true, but like, I mean, in the same way that people, like, they have different degrees of credulity or belief in the thing. Like, some people just still think this thing is a bad flu. Or you know, of course, there's the bioweapon fakery. But, I mean, neither are true. I mean, because the viral theory is a hoax, right? Like, it's pseudoscience. And so that undercuts the whole thing. And so I think why it's a good idea to, like, bring people on to, oh, by the way, there's no way to prove that carbon dioxide is actually in the air. There's no carbon in the air. And, of course, air transforms. Like, if you can get that idea into people, right, to start those questions, then when they start talking the next crap about emissions and, you know, carbon footprint, then you at least are, like, already prepared.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who's really talking about that too much. I would put it up there, but I just don't know anyone talking like that. There's only a few people.
Yet.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be stuck on the virus vaccine phony paradigm for at least another year, I'm pretty sure. Even though Tiago was saying the other day he thinks it's going to end this year. I don't know if it even matters if people buy into the... See, lots of people, young people, they've been conditioned that humans are killing the earth and we have to do something. And this is the way they're doing it, just with the life passports that are coming, that were shoehorned with the whole vaccine hoax. And what do you see in the future for where you live, Canuckistan, here in Toronto?
I don't know. I mean, like, as this was sort of getting worse, I kind of saw, like, you think of, like, a split, a bifurcation of some kind. And I don't know. I don't know exactly. Sadly, I can kind of see more clearly that it will be the to normalize shortages and everything like that, and a very tracked, controlled existence.
What do you think of Chris Guy?
You know, I'm subscribed to his like Telegram, but I don't follow him. He seems legit. I mean, certainly he's been saying all the right things, I think.
Yeah, he's the only one that says the whole thing. I know he's wacky. I know he's loud. I know he comes across as arrogant and rude. But at this point, just being warm and fuzzy is not working. So I understand his frustration. I don't think he's COINTELPRO. Who else has talked about Agenda 21 properly? Like, he's really said things properly. That's why I'm not subscribing to the idea that he's fake.
Yeah, again, like his notion of, like, united non-compliance. I mean, what else could be more correct, really?
Yeah, and his rants about what he sees for the next 6 months, extremely accurate. Now, he's just doing the research you and I are doing and packaging it. It's no one's slipping him any info. He's just reading properly, and he's understanding, and he has obviously similar sources to what I'm looking at, and I agree wholeheartedly, and he's right. It's not that hard. And he's, who else is doing it in Canada? Who's doing it in the United States? Like, in that way.
That's true. He's actually quite a gem when you look at it in those terms.
So you like him? Anyone else you follow in Canada? I want to try and get a more of a Canadian perspective since you're from the Toronto area. But
look, I think that's the thing. I think you're just about to onto everyone that I'm familiar with. Like this Chris guy you mentioned, Jason Chris.
Yeah, he's Canadian.
Oh, and then, oh yeah, Yum Naturals. Yeah.
Yeah, Amanda. You watch her? You like her?
Yeah. And I think that's about the list that I know.
And have you been able to avoid the injection?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how long do you think you'll be able to function the way you're used to without it?
I don't know. I'm not terribly optimistic. I don't really know how feasible it is to leave. By the way, like I've seen for just today a TikTok about you can travel outside without to some destinations without being vaccinated. I don't know if that's even true, like certain airlines, but like I'd like to think that there still might be an exit, but I kind of thought that it might not be by air.
Yeah, yeah. So you see do you see the walls sort of closing in on all, especially with the QR codes? And if they get the QR codes online, that'll be even another layer of difficulty.
Yeah, the moment you can't do the paper thing, that's game over. And then again, like back to this Soviet Union parallel, it's like, you know, apparently those people had passports to, you know, they have to get permission to leave. Mm-hmm. And this is just like the international version of that. So it's like completely inescapable at this rate.
Yeah, and when we see Ron DeSantis coming on in Florida, we know that Florida is just a few months behind. I don't see how they're different.
Yeah, I guess we're not sounding very optimistic here either, but no, I think that's sadly the case.
Well, depends. Like I said, children have to die, and if this clot shot is really hurting people, and I think there's good evidence that it is. Do you have any personal experience with people getting injected and injured?
No, I mean, there's a relative who's gotten some, I think, leg issues is about as much as I've gathered. But, you know, I'm lucky that I'm surrounded by people who have not bought in. And so I think they're largely uninjected. But, yeah, you know, like a lot of friends of mine, their families are injected, but I haven't heard anything terrible. Although I think I've heard, like, of a cancer return story or two. Mm-hmm. Like, I think, what you heard about basically cancers coming back, I think that has been the case. I'm just guessing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to ask people. They're not going to offer the information. And if they don't even put two and two together, I find, if someone is having even cardiac, because the cardiac story is getting out worldwide, surely even some of the most asleep people are going to start hearing the heart issues and seeing their favorite athletes not show up or collapse on the field or whatever they're doing.
And, you know, that's a good point. And they've already, like, remember, they've already normalized cancer, tragically. Like, this idea that, you know, you take the poisonous chemotherapy and you're always chronically ill. Like, it always comes back. Surprise, surprise. So that's already, sadly, a part of the ordinary picture.
Yeah, well, they've normalized it in the sense they tell you that one in two people get cancer. That's correct. Pretty damn normal. And so the odds are horrible.
If the injections actually make that worse, people won't be able to detect that, right?
Yeah, and just somebody put the British Heart Association ad on something I watched today, and they're just letting them, they're trying to get money, raise money, because they have an example of a young person with a heart problem. Just trying to normalize all that. It's just disgusting.
It's so dark.
It is disgusting. When you drag children into this whole thing, trying to normalize their... Don't they have enough injuries from the normal course of childhood vaccinations? Aren't they dealing with enough that they need to add a heart condition that, of course, is not repairable unless you get another heart? And where are you going to get a heart these days that's not damaged if everyone's getting injected?
Sorry, random question.
Yeah.
Have you heard about Annika Lucas? Do you know Annika Lucas?
No, what's that?
Oh, well, anyway, she's a survivor of, like, SRA, that kind of whole thing.
What's SRA?
Oh, no, satanic ritual abuse, essentially. Or, like, you know, basically, she was trafficked as a child.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know anything about that. Is that a hoax or real or...
Well, she seems pretty legitimate to me, and she came to mind because, you know, you were just talking about how children deal with a lot and this practice of vaccination. And, you know, one of the things she mentioned is that her perpetrators, as far as the way she sees the network that operated to abuse her and many others, is that, you know, these are like political elites, and she recognizes these people as completely dissociated. Like, they're operating largely unconsciously, even though everything is organized. And you think about this practice of vaccination and how insane we all are, like, that we live in a culture where it's completely normal to, like, hold down your infant and inject mystery juice into them. Like, you have to go crazy temporarily to see that and do nothing and just continue life like nothing's happened. Like, we were already in a bad way.
Yeah, especially when they're a year and a half, 18 months, so they're very cognizant of what's going on. They're very cognizant of the fact that mommy or daddy is holding them in a position to get pain. And I just start to remember, not so much the look on my own child's face, but on the nurse's face. The doctor would never do the injection. It's always the nurse. And the nurse looks so uncomfortable doing it. And I almost felt bad for the nurse more so than my child. How ridiculous is that? Because I thought, oh, you're doing this wonderful thing and you're getting such grief. Never for a second did I question what was happening, because I was sure I was doing the right thing. Isn't that a twisted, sick thing that they do to the parents?
Oh, for sure. And this is the thing. You see, there's like a lot of repentance that comes with that, or should. But that's part of the reason I think why this particular hoax we're in is got such a hold, really, because people are very afraid to come to terms with what they've done. Like, and you think about a physician, like, you're just doing that for a living. There's no way that they can imagine that their entire career is not just based on lies, but that they're actually harming people systematically.
Well, that's why they get the nurses to do it. I don't know how many physicians give the injection, actually. Almost always the nurses, they get the people below them to do the grunt work, which is really sick. Really crazy, man. It's crazy. Well, a good chat tonight. Well, welcome to...
Thank you.
Welcome, Heretic, to the Discord. It was easy to get in. We just have a little... You don't always get me. If you want to get on the air and verify it at the same time, it's usually between 8 and 9 p.m. or 8 and 9:30 p.m. that I'm here, sitting here, and I will ask you if you want to come on the air, and you did a good job. But if you don't want to come on the air, you can check in 24/7. We have DB User. He's a moderator in Japan, so he's on another time zone. I guess he's on a similar time zone to Australia. We have an Australian moderator. We have a Swiss moderator. We have California, Florida. We try and cover all the time zones, so you can come in any time and just ping the moderator like you did, Heretic, and someone should show up to greet you.
Awesome.
And, yeah, hopefully you can interact with the other Discordians and do a live stream if you want and talk about whatever you want. But, yeah, finally we get to... Now I've had people from the Toronto area before, but I can count them on one hand. So there's really, over the last 5 to 10 years, it's just been a really poor showing. So,
see, when you put it in those terms, it is very depressing.
Well, supposedly we have 10 million people living in the Golden Horseshoe, including Toronto. We call the Golden Horseshoe the area around Lake Ontario. That's a lot of people. What are now? I know we are a very fractured society. We have many different ethnic groups. And sometimes I wonder if recent ethnic groups are afraid to speak out because they're afraid of they don't have rights. When, of course, if they're Canadian citizens, they have all the rights that we thought we had as native born. So they shouldn't be afraid to speak out. But I understand if you're just new to a country, you might not want to rock the boat.
Well, that's an important bit of psychology. I think you're right in that. It's, you know, in the same way anywhere. Like if you were pretty much... a migrant from somewhere else.
Yeah,
it's why the whole welfare state and the whole game that the Democrats in the U.S. play works so well, because you just pretty much get a population that has become dependent on you.
Well, I think there's a great people are grateful when they come into a country, so it takes at least maybe a generation, their children, to be able to speak out. Feel more comfortable speaking out because they don't want to do anything to bite the hand that gave them this opportunity to work like a slave.
Yeah, funny. Yeah,
and maybe acquire a little bit of property and pay inordinate amounts of tax to keep that property. So,
well, thanks, Ed, very much for the warm welcome. And yeah, I look forward to future chats with the group. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, Heretic, thank you. And you're verified. Let me make sure I verified you. Yep. So you should see all the forums on the Discord. And yeah.
I do. Cheers.
Cheers. All the best. There goes all Heretic from the GTA. GTA stands for Greater Toronto Area. I had Uncle Lod call me. And he left a message. Let's see if I can play it. And let's see if it will play. There goes Heretic. Well, maybe it doesn't want to play. Give me a sec here. I didn't download the damn thing, so it's trying to play off the cloud, and the cloud is now giving me errors. Because the cloud is not reliable. You should download stuff. Let me try. Here we go. play now. Here we go.
Please hold while I try to locate the person you're calling.
Oh, Heretic already moved into the live stream. That's funny. You're listening to my voice.
Thank you for calling fakeologist.com. Please leave a message. Please note that this message may be used in a future broadcast.
Please leave your message after the tone. When done, hang up or press the pound key.
Get your vaccine! Get your damn vaccine!
Well,
I'm telling you, I've heard you. I'm a learned person. And I can tell you that you are an asymptomatic silent assassin that needs to get your damn vaccine to keep my grandma safe. That's what I'm telling you you need to do. If not, I'm calling the law and having them come confiscationism your property and throw you into a, you know what you deserve? You deserve a quarantine camp. That's right. You sure have? I'm sorry. Ab, I had to. Uncle V here. Oh, I just had to go on a little rant because this is all getting so ridiculous. I thought I'd try to catch up to you. I am on my way to dinner with some people from out of town. I had about a 40-minute ride. So if you get this voicemail after you get your damn vax, give me a call. Otherwise, we can chat later. No worries, bro. Love you, man.
Yeah, that is Uncle Vigilante. He's still vigilanting it up with his cryptocurrency. And we'll have to get him back on. We said that 2 weeks ago, of course, but that never happened. So we'll have to try a little harder to get Uncle V on. We've got Spacebuster Steve trying to connect with him for the last 3 weeks. But he's had many excuses not to get through. And he's also in Denmark, which is a distance, time zone away, so that doesn't always work. I actually just noticed that I have two broadcasts to post, Fred and Eva. Fred and Eva. Everyone loves Fred and Eva. We're going to create an audio chat out of their stuff. I forgot about that, but I should have done that earlier. So we're going to do all that. Create a show for them. I said they should probably do their own show, the Fred and Eva show. I feel bad because I trashed baby boomers. That's my latest kick. And, of course, they always remind me that they're baby boomers. And they do take responsibility for their generation as much as they can. It's kind of funny, but I really appreciate those guys. They listen to all the shows, and Eva gave me an update on Israel and New Zealand and from where she is in Gainesville, Florida. Things are not much different in Florida than they are anywhere else, except it's warmer. Tonight here it's cold and blowy and snowy and rainy. Not exactly great weather. We're going to post that as well. And for your entertainment and listening pleasure, that's one of the things I do here is curate many calls and many chats. And hopefully you find them interesting. Oh, here is a must watch, must listen to. Dr. Day. Dr. Day was on with old podcaster John Friend, who is an interesting character, controversial, talks about the big H that I'm only interested in from the perspective that you can't talk about it, which is extremely dangerous that you can't talk about certain things in history, because if they make that stick like they have in places like Germany, then they'll be able to do that to all kinds of things, including what we're going through now. So that's why I'm most interested in people that talk about it and allegedly risk their freedoms for doing so. Who wants to live in a society where certain things you can't talk about and you can be thrown in jail and lose everything? One thing to be shunned by your tribe, but to be thrown in jail in solitary confinement, it's insane. And everyone should be completely disturbed by it. But I thought this was such a good call, good audio that John did. It's mainly because Dr. Day, you just let her loose and she starts talking. But she's 85 years old. She's an osteopathic surgeon, trauma surgeon. Never subscribed to any of the allopathicness. And she's really interesting. She's been on the show a couple times. I probably posted a couple others before. This is a
all right,
really,
folks. Welcome
really
back
good.
To another edition of The Realist Report. This is your host, John Friend. I hope everyone had a very Merry Christmas. Of course, my website is therealistreport.com. Where
I've told you guys before, I put video and audio. Now, this should show a picture of a radio, so there's something wrong with my software. I've tried to fix that a couple times, but this is just an audio, and I only put it on FacoTube to make it really easy for you guys to listen to. I know a lot of people just like the video interface. Don't forget, you can download it. Just click the download button here. Everything is free. No charge on any of this stuff. I'm not going to charge for somebody else's work, even if I curate it. But really good audio. This,
you will find an extensive archive of these
podcasts.
Now they're meant actually to kill you. The COVID injections are not really vaccines. They are not. They don't even come under the category of vaccine. They are kill shots. They are meant to destroy your immune system and kill you. And this is population extermination. So it's of some importance to understand that vaccines have never worked, and that people have been programmed to think that they are good for your health. But God has given us the cure for every disease. It's in the Bible. When I had fourth stage metastatic breast cancer, I found the cure for cancer in the Bible. It's in Deuteronomy 7, 11 to 15, and it says, God says, if you follow my laws, including my natural health laws, my commandments and my decrees, I will keep you free from every disease. And that's how I reversed my severe cancer, which was designated as terminal. I was at one point not expected to live through the night. So there is a cure for disease. It does not include vaccinations. Vaccinations harm your immune system. And so it's good to understand that vaccinations will not make you healthy, and in fact will harm you and your children. But that's not the only thing they have planned for us. We have to also focus on the larger plan. This is called population extermination. And in my newest book called The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, Who's Doing It and Why, the first chapter I have 13 roadmaps that our enemies have written telling us they're going to do this to us. They tell us. They have told us, and yet nobody's paying attention. It's in the Georgia Guidestones, which are found in Elberton, Georgia. It's in the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. It's in the January 10, 1963 Congressional Record. It's in all of these. It's on the back of your dollar bill. It's on the back of your dollar bill. It says, announcing the birth, conception, sepsis of the new order of the world. There it is. You've been carrying it around with you all your life. They have told us, and that's what they love to do. They have to want to push it in our face and say, you are all so stupid, you don't even get it. And you line up to take the shots that will kill you. And that's what people are doing.
All right, that's Dr. Day. She only sells her books through her website, and looks like she is charging a hefty price. So even if she sells a few of them, she's going to make some good money. And this is her latest book, The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World. I didn't really hear too many things that were off in her discussion with John. For the most part, I agree with what she says. And the one world government, here's what's in her book. The one world government has been planned for hundreds of years. The planned destruction of the United States military. Who killed the Kennedys and Diana? Well, you know what we think of that. When will they take away your guns? I think people, that's sooner rather than later. What three cities run the world? Underground bases in America? Did we really go to the moon? Did Osama bin Laden work for the CIA? My question is, did he even exist? Transhumanism, what does this mean? Americans are embracing their killers. Is it possible to fake an alien invasion? The satanic degradation of America's elite. How is it happening and why? What is the goal of vaccinating the whole world? COVID-19 and the Great Reset. Who started black slavery in America? Can man control the weather? The coming religion, worship of Satan. Now the U.S. government can legally kill Christians. For what reason? When will all this be over and how? There you go. She's actually got an up-to-date website. Can mosquitoes transmit AIDS? She was busy with the whole AIDS thing. She's 85 years old, and AIDS is from the 80s, which is 40 years, so she would have been in her 40s. She is well aware of fraudsy and very up-to-date. She said she was even on mainstream television shows like Oprah, or she almost got on and they canceled her. So if anyone has any links to Dr. Day's other, maybe some of her older stuff or mainstream stuff, or anyone's bought any of her books in the past, let me know. I'd like to have her on, probably. She speaks very well. All right, it's 9:23. I think I started the show about an hour ago, so that's enough. Let's just go into the chat room and say hi, see who's around. There's Stupid Hello, Lost Spider Phallus. Yeah, she's badass. Stupid Likes Dr. Day. Top Notch Energy likes her. Lost Spider likes Legal Man. Yeah, I could probably get him on. No, I've never talked to him. BB User, hello. Yeah, I like the Heretic. He sounds like a really, really with it fakeologist, well-spoken. And from the Toronto area, allegedly. Stupid wants Marcus to call in. I don't know what's up with Marcus. He says he's on holidays to make videos. Not sure why he can't come on for a few minutes just to say hello, especially since he was so enthusiastic and then he just all of a sudden stops. But if you want to follow Marcus, he's on Infinite Papers Telegram. And he also has a Substack that he may or may not have posted in. I think he's got a couple of videos over there. All right, well, I had the phone lines open, but so far the second night in a row that things have kicked off from the Discord server. So, whatever works, people. fake11.com/Discord. Free to join. Great community. Very active. The forums there are hopping and bopping. Highly recommend them. I don't go there enough, but there's a lot of good material there. And we have many, many moderators there. We don't have to moderate any of the text channels because everyone's pre-approved. If you do end up leaving a comment on my blog, FakoTube, or Telegram, we have Napoleon Wilson. He's a moderator on all of them. And he has my permission, of course, to ban anybody who is just spamming. Now, that's usually a robot that does that. And phacotube is a little more vulnerable because they don't quite have the same protection. So, Napoleon, if you, before you delete a spam comment on phacotube, make sure you ban the user first and block their IP. That's what I usually do. It's been calm lately, but just remember we do have moderators. And all tips, tricks, leads, ima@fakeologist.com, ima@fakeologist.com, or imafakeologist@protonmail.com. If you think that's a more secure way, you can do that. And we're broadcasting every Sunday to Thursday around 8 o'clock on YouTube. Everyone loves YouTube, but we're also on Facebook. No one ever watches on Facebook. We're on DLive, Twitter, Twitch, and of course, Fakotube, fakotube.com. And make sure you send me an email with a tip. And if you like the program, if you made it this far, especially if you're new, send me an email telling me that you listened to the show. Tell me where you're from. Tell me how you got here. And if you really like the show, you can go to fakeologist.com, donate. And John LeBond, I was on John LeBond's Discord, and he recorded the call. And normally he hides the second hour behind his paywall, but he will release the second hour. It was a good call. I wasn't on it that much. There's many good John LeBond Discordians on the call. And he will give you the second hour of that call for free if you are a fakeologist.com donor on the donors list, like John LeBond. John LeBond is a donor at fakeologist.com. He's a $9.11 a month donor to fakeologist.com. Well, thank you very much to John and his good listenership. Great crowd at John LeBond. Some people are over at the Fakeologist server, but John LeBond has created a really good community over there. If you're high-level Fakeologist, then it's a good place to go. And because it's a paywall, he doesn't have, he says, as many detractors or Havoc creators. But the Fakeologist forum, ever since we've started voice verification, the Discord server is really, really very good. You don't really have any issues with harassment or anything nasty over there. So, and don't forget fakeologist.com/forums2. Dirty Benny is on there posting a lot of interesting content. And of course, you can comment on fakeologist.com/blog. I have to add you. So if you want to be on the blog, comment. You can be a member there and get the email alerts. I didn't send out an email alert tonight, so forgive me for that. So maybe some people are missing that didn't get an email. If you're on Fakotube, you should get an email if you're subscribed to my channel, which is the only channel on Fakotube for the most part. You should get an email that says we're live. So there's so many ways to connect to the Fakeologist worldwide enterprise. No excuses not to connect. All right. Oh, forgot. Let me put the show caption back on. It's January 5th, 2022. This is FAK453, and I'll relabel it. Oop, the Fakeologist Sal. Oops, typo. I'll relabel this the show with Heretic. So let's do that right now. So good old Heretic was here, and we will talk to you tomorrow.